Over this past weekend, two water-related accidents resulted in a fatality and the other a rescue in the waters near Wrangell. Saturday afternoon, the body of 58-year-old local resident, Herbert Lee Horn, was found floating in the water near Farm Island. An individual had called in a report notifying the police that a small watercraft was capsized near the island. Horn's body was located around 5:30 p.m. and was transported to the hospital. CPR was performed, yet was unsuccessful. Fire Chief Tim Bunis was at the scene.
Okay, we received a call of that one of the charter operators had spotted a dog on High Island. In further investigating there a little bit, we decided to launch an airplane and take a quick peek to see if to make sure somebody hadn't tipped over or wasn't in distress there. Short time later, the airplane spotted a debris field. And a little ways from the overturned vessel was the patient was in the water. We responded with the search and rescue boat with six EMTs and picked up the patient and transported him to the Wrangell Medical Center. You know, the boat was probably only about 12 feet long. It's not really big enough for the waters that you could encounter on that trip, so it just be really careful that you don't overload your boat. Let somebody know where you're going, when you're supposed to be there, when you're going to be back. Just those kind of things to make it a safe trip and watch the weather really close.
Officer McClowski says Horn was alone on the boat, and at this time they believe the cause of death is from drowning and hypothermia. A medical examination will be performed to find out the exact cause of death. In other water-related accidents, the Wrangell Police Department assisted the Alaska State Troopers in the rescue of a local Wrangell man from Lim Island, 3 miles north of Wrangell's Garnet Ledge. The man is Brett Claggett, age 44. Police say his boat broke down sometime late Saturday evening. The Jayhawk helicopter crew departed from Sitka and was able to safely land and rescue Claggett and his two dogs by early Sunday morning. Coast Guard spokesperson Walter Schein says this time of year, a lot of people are out on the water and advises people to be prepared before heading out.
Historically speaking, it's just the weather gets nice. People are starting to get out on the water with recreation boats, kayaks, canoes, going hunting or fishing, whatever it may be. Typically, there's more activity on the waterways throughout not only to Southeast Alaska, but all of Alaska. And we would like to just remind people that although the weather may look nice when they go out and it can change really fast, to be prepared, have float plans given to their family or friends, float coats or float jackets, along with any type of e-perb or signal device in case an emergency situation may arise.
Local police, the fire department, and Coast Guard are advising people to be cautious when on the water and carry all necessary safety equipment. For KSTK, I'm Charlotte Duran.